Need a beer for me if I need water.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it over.
Did the first year know about this?
It was on the board today.
Are they in there or are they?
I think they're on there.
Okay, let's do it. Back, Rabbi Isai. Great to be back. The first year of Bachrim, I'm telling you, one after another, gems. I'm excited to get to know them. It could be that the first impressions are misleading, but it seems like it's going to be a great year, the best one yet. The truth is that what we do over here is not really a Musar Shmus. Rishus the Rosh Yeshiva. What we do here is not a Musar Shmuz. I can't really give Musar. The older I get, the more embarrassed I am about my situation. But we can do something else. Shlomo HaMelech tells us that there's an idea, Ladas Chachma U'Musar. There's understanding wisdom and Musar. The Gaon says, what's the difference? What's the difference between Chachma and Musar? Says Chachma is to get the wisdom of what to do. Musar is then to stick it into yourself and get yourself to do it. I can't get you to do anything. I can't get myself to do anything. I'm trying. That's the Musar part, is to figure out how to do all these things. That's the Musar. But the Chachma, the wisdom, we can do. We have great Rabbeim that we were Meshamesh. All the Rabbeim here have Rabbeim that preceded them, all the way going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's so much Chachma going on in Yeshiva Sederes HaTorah. And I'm guaranteeing you that whoever comes to the Shmuzin in this Yeshiva will become wise men. Not because it's me, not because it's the other Rabbeim, but because it's Torah Hashem. I got a call from Lakewood from someone who I thought wasn't so interested in the Shmuzin. And he surprised me. He said, you know, I was getting chassan classes. And as this Rebbe was explaining to me all the intricacies of Shalom Bayis, which is very complex, to understand women is not an easy thing. The chassan Rebbe said, I can't help myself. He goes, how come you're so wise? Why do you know everything already? I've seen so many chassanim, and nobody knows anything. And you seem to know about everything. You're getting all the answers right. You seem to... He said, well... I never thought about it, but I went to a yeshiva, Aderes HaTorah, and I sat in the Shmuzin, and one after another, every question you're asking me was dealt with in yeshiva, Aderes HaTorah. So we're in a very good place here. I think that the maturity that's created in this yeshiva is not just a year. If you're here 1 year, you mature like 5 or 10 years. 5 or 10 years. And that's what we're going to try to do, Be'ezus Hashem, is get wisdom. Chachma, the Chachma that came from Moshe Rabbeinu, that was passed from our Rabbeim, that we're sending to you. The Musar, I'll leave up to you. I'm not going to cry up here, or scream, or yell. I was a stand-up comic when I was younger, but I stopped being funny once I became a rabbi. That's the problem. It's usually what happens. But Al Kolpanim, we're going to try. And we're going to try to understand something very serious, which is Elul! Elul! Elul is no joking matter. Elul, it used to be in the old country, during Shabbos Mevarchim of Elul, when they would say the word Elul, people would pass out. Women in the Ezra's Nashim, men, women, and children were in fear. Elul was something that you would chapet sitter. You'd be so afraid. Now, that's not my madrega, perhaps that's your madrega, but we have to at least understand what Elul is. If it was something that could make people pass out when they heard the word, so we have to at least understand what's going on in Elul. And I'm not going to tell you to pass out. Not because I don't think we're holding that way, but I think that's dangerous. In fact, Rav Asher Arieli said that whoever experiences tension in Elul doesn't have an El Zman, doesn't know what El is about. That's very strange. Then how did the people pass out in the earlier years? So we have to understand what El is. If we're in El Zman, and we want to understand what we're doing, and we want to capitalize, we have to understand what this thing is. What is El? I'm going to ask a very difficult question. If El is so scary, then why do we find that in the Mishnah Brura, which already comes from the Torah and older, where is the Rosh Tevos of El in the Pasuk? Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. Right? Ani is Aleph, l'dodi is Lamed, v'dodi li, vav Lamed. Elo. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. That's so scary. You know what's so scary? I hear the word Elo. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. That's so scary. That's not a scary thing. There's nothing scary about that. That's poetry. That's beautiful. That's gorgeous. So why is El so scary? What could be scary about this idea? So let's buckle our seatbelts and let's try to understand what could be scary about Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li, and why this is not something that's going to make us scared in an unhealthy way, but it's going to get us in a zone, get us ready for what we're doing over here. So unfortunately, sometimes I have to get involved in shalom bias issues. Even though you guys are Bachrim, but Bachrim get married and then they come back to me. And I would like a raise for this, because I was only told I had to deal with, you know, men. And I didn't have to deal with women. Now I have to deal with women. Nobody told me about it. But I'll call upon him. I have to deal with women a lot also. A boy, he comes. We'll call him Dovi. We have a lot of new Dovies here. And we have a Dovi. We have a lot of Dovies. It's hard to figure out everybody. But Dovi comes over to me and he says, Rebbe, we have a problem. He's married. And he says, Rebbe, I forgot my anniversary. First year anniversary. Oh boy, they didn't train me for this. They did not. All I could tell him was, I'm glad this didn't happen to me. Right? That's it. But I have to act more serious. So I said to him, listen, what happened? Why'd you do something so dumb? He said, well, I know my English anniversary was September 5th, but Baelish Brinsa, my wife, who's much more from, knows it was Vav El, and guess what? Vav El's gone. I said, buddy, September 5th is also gone. Sorry, Rebbe, I don't know that one either. Really messed up this time. So I told him to get a bulletproof vest. Bekitzer, that's it. We're finished. But that wasn't good enough because Baelish Brinsa wanted to meet with little old me. Now we had a problem, right? So Baelish Brinsa comes with Dovi, and she says, Rabbi Stark, you're Talmud Dovi. Oh, boy. Right? It's my fault now. Well, it's enough trouble that I have in my own home. Now I have to deal with someone else's wife's time. Fine. Rabbi Stark, your Talmud Dovi forgot the anniversary. Right? So what am I going to say over here? I'm in big trouble. So I told her like this. I said, listen, why do you care about anniversaries, Bichlal? What's the big deal? I mean, look at Dovi. He's a schlump. My Dovi? He's amazing. I love my Dovi. Aha! So you love your anniversary because you love Dovi. Dovi's awesome. Dovi does this for you. Dovi bought flowers for you last week, right? Dovi bought you that beautiful bracelet. He spends time with you. You love Dovi. And it's true that he missed the anniversary. But you know why it hurts? Because you love Dovi. That's why you love this anniversary. And you know, the last couple who came into me, they were talking about not having an anniversary this year. That was the discussion. So you're in much better shape. I don't know if it worked. I tried. But this is Elul, Rabosai. This is Elul. Elul is that we are married to Hashem. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. It's not scary because we're worried about punishments. That's not the scary of Elul. That's very tense. It's scary that we have a great relationship with Hashem and we don't want to be dumb about it. We don't want to mess up a beautiful relationship. And El is a Zman, it's a romance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we want to make sure that we keep the relationship safe and good. And that type of fear is a very healthy type of fear. A healthy type of fear to remember to bring flowers, to remember the anniversary. That's something that creates a real love. And that's something that's very calm and relaxed. Says the Drushas Haran in Drusha Hay. There's a strange pasuk in Tehillim. V'gilu b'ra'ada. You should rejoice in being afraid. How do you do that exactly? That's very interesting. Gilu bira'ada, you should rejoice in being afraid. Says the Drash Saran an amazing thing. He says, how could somebody be happy when they're afraid? I mean, if someone's walking around with a chainsaw chasing you, you're like, woo, right? Doesn't go. So what's going on over here? How can you be Gilu bira'ada? Says the Ran, a gorgeous pshat. It was worth coming to Eretz Yisrael just for this pshat. You guys get head home after this. That's it. Gilu bira'ada, the Drash Saran. Listen to what the Ran says. The Ran says that when somebody feels afraid of Hashem, they're so happy that they're connected to Hashem. Because if they're actually afraid, who's afraid of anything today? Right? Who's afraid of anything? If someone feels a little bit like there's a Hashem in the world and it makes them feel like they have to do something with their life, they should dance. Gilu bira'ada. You have a relationship with Hashem. And any feeling of, I have to do something with my life. I can't just smoke a hookah my whole life. I have to do things. I have to be somebody. Is a reason to celebrate. Not a reason to become nervous, but a reason to celebrate. V'gilu bira'ada. And that's the first lesson of Elul. Is whatever's going on over here is a fear of creating and maintaining a beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Elul was a time when we messed, you think Dovi messed up. When he forgot the anniversary, we did a lot worse. Because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, okay? He was there 40 days, 40 nights, comes down with the Luchos, right? Excited to give it to Klal Yisrael. This was a form of a ksuba for Klal Yisrael. This is a marriage. And Klal Yisrael really did something that was tantamount to Avodah Zarah, the Egel HaZahav. The golden calf, Rachmana Litzlan, you can't get worse than this. What happened to the relationship over here? What happened over here? Says Rashi in Parshas Echev. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai 40 days. He comes down after Shabbat B'Tammuz on Chavtes Ba'av. Okay, right before Rosh Chodesh El. Hashem's willing to give us new luchos. Hooray! Then Moshe Rabbeinu says, wait, not so fast. I'm going back up again. Why are you going back up again? If already Hashem is willing to give us luchos. Says Rashi that Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for ratzon. He was looking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have nisratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael besimcha. That Hashem should be happy with us. Not just sheepishly give us a new version of the luchos, but restore the relationship. When did the restoration of this relationship happen? Rosh Chodesh Elul started the process and it ended on Yom Kippur. That means for 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu from Rosh Chodesh Elul fixed our Shalom Bayis problems. Big time. Not just let us come into the door that the Rebbetzin locks you out, you can't get in. No, not only do you come in, but she greets you with open arms. Total restoration of our relationship. It's mind-boggling that this should even be. In fact, the Vilna Gaon says in Ava Rabba, when we daven, Ava Rabba, we say, Berchas Kriyashma, we say, Hashem, you loved us, and Chemlo Rabba, Chamalta Aleinu. And you were so merciful, says the Gaon. What does that mean? So merciful? You restored our relationship after Egel Hazaf. You said, I love you, Klal Yisrael, and I know you make mistakes. And the reason I'm so upset about your mistakes is because I love you so much, and we're going to work and work and work until the relationship is totally restored. That's the zone of El. And every person who feels a little bit distant from Hashem, feels like he can't really daven so well, feels like he can't really learn so well, feels like he's not really willing to listen to his roommates and deal with them, even though Hashem wants him to, he feels far. From Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem worked it out that during this time period is the time not just once in history where the relationship was restored, but anybody who wants to restore their relationship with Hashem, who wants to get back into that connection, and who wants Hashem to greet them with open arms, Hashem will do it in this time if we connect to it. But it's such a pellet, it's such a short zman. No? Guys who went to camp, some guys went to camp, like 2 months of camp, right? And then 40 days of El, Bein HaZmanim is usually supposed to get you to something bigger. Here, the Bein HaZmanim is bigger, for a lot of people, it's bigger than the actual Zman. So a person could feel like, what can I do in 40 days? What in the world could I do in 40 days? In fact, that's why some people are like, yeah, man, I'll chill the whole El and then we'll deal with it after Sukkot, man. Right? It's a good taina. I don't know. Sorry. This is the problem when the Rosh Yeshiva comes to my shmos. Okay? This will cost me. Anyway, but it's a good taina. It's such a short period of time. Rabosai, it's a terrible mistake. Buckle your seatbelts for this one. All of the most major events in the history of Klal Yisrael, or in the history of mankind, require 40 days. First, not Elul, but the first time that Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah. He got the Torah. That's what we're doing for the rest of history until Mashiach comes. We're learning the Torah. How many days was he able to stay up there and pull off bringing from Shemaim? The Malachim were fighting with him. Don't bring down the Torah. Moshe almost got burnt up. He was holding on to the Kisei HaKavod. He comes back down. 40 days he pulled off going all the way to the highest places in Shemaim, grabbing this thing called Torah and schlepping it all the way down to tiny old us. That happened in 40 days. NASA could not be able to do that. They don't even have the technology and they can't do it in 40 days for sure. They can't do it bechlal. 40 days and all of Jewish history changed, all of world history. The biggest calamity in the history of the world took place in 40 days. Not Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That was in a moment. The Mabul was 40 days of rain. It was the biggest wipeout in mankind's history. A total wipeout. Total wipeout. And the most important time for you is not your birthday, is not your bar mitzvah, is not your bris. The most important thing for who makes you you is 40 days. They didn't tell me that, right? You guys would have made parties. 40 days, every 40 days make a party. You became you at 40. Say Chazal, that every Vlad, every embryo, is only considered an embryo, is only considered a person, a being, after 40 days of after conception. There's conception, and then 40 days, this thing is created. It develops, even though very, very tiny, but it develops all the parts that make it it, and it becomes officially Chaim Dov Stark at that very moment. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and comes out and then gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But the day you become somebody is after 40 days. 40 days is what creates somebody. It's what makes you everything. And the Rakanti points out in Parshas Noach, you can either build something in 40 days, you could build yourself, or you could destroy the entire world in 40 days, like in the Mabul. This is the power of of 40. And we find that this is the key. The key is that just like a person becomes a person in 40 days, this is what happens when we spend 40 days working on ourselves. We define ourselves. We become somebody. Someone is capable of starting from nothing at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh El and by Yom Kippur becoming an entire being with Ramach Evarim and Shasa Gidim, an entirely different human being. The best possible thing in just 40 days. It happened to you already. It happened in mommy's tummy. And it happens every time someone wants to shtel tzu. And there's an anonymous sefer called the Tzama Nafshi. It was written by a Talmud of Rabbi Rucham. It's a very mysterious sefer. I always wonder with anonymous farm. I read this sefer. It was a fantastic sefer. Very interesting. He says, I found a secret that whenever you work on something for 40 days, it sticks. He seems to say that this is his secret. And Revolba Zatzal, one of the great mashgichim, he writes in the Haskama, he says, you're right about the secret of 40. But you should just know Rav Eli Melech Meluzhensk, the great Hasidic Rebbe, already revealed the secret. You did not discover it. 40 days allows a total change. If a first person feels that he can't deal with roommates, that he's difficult, right, with other people, in 40 days he can make a dent. that he didn't get into learning ever in his life, in 40 days he can make a dent. That he didn't ever feel like he wanted to be a davening. In 40 days he could make a dent that's there for keeps, that just grows and grows and grows and grows for the rest of a person's life. This is what Hashem did for us. He gave us a gift. Actually, the word Vlad, which is an embryo, is Gematria 40, the Mekubalim say, right? Because there's a product of 40. And Hashem did this for us. Ani l'doidi, I am to my beloved, and what did Hashem give you back? Doidi, my beloved, gave me, says Rishmul Toledano, he gave us Li. What is Li? Li is Gematria 40. Ani l'doidi, I'll try to have a connection with Hashem. Hashem will give me back a present of 40 days that will let me get in the zone. Doidi, my beloved, gives me Li, Lamed Yud, 40. And this is unbelievable. When a person knows that Elul is like this, they would rather party, you'll excuse me, after Sukkot. Not party when they just get to Eretz Yisrael. Because why miss Elul? A person should plan that if they would ever make a mistake, they should make a mistake later. Because this period of time is more important than any other time. Now you might ask me, this is not the beginning of the year. You know, what's going on here? It's a 40 days man, first of all. And people are calling it the beginning of the year. It's the end of the year. Right? We should start the year on Rosh Hashanah, when man was created. Man was created on Rosh Hashanah. That's a beginning. Why do we view Elul as like the beginning of a year? Why is Elul the beginning? And I think it's Pashat. Elul is the beginning. You know why? Because what was going on in Elul in world history? Tishrei, man was created. But every day before that, right, when the fish were created, when the birds were created, when the sky, the sun, the moon, everything was created in Elul. And man, Chazal say, is the culmination and involves every part of the Bria. From day one till day six, man is all of those things. That means that all of the raw ingredients of man happened in Elul. All of the raw materials, I'm going to give you a word that you probably hate, the potential, right? That's how they say that somebody's a loser. He has potential, right? Don't, you know, whenever my parents would come home from parents-teachers conference, they say he has potential. My father would be like, oh boy, I'm in trouble. I used to hide from my dad when it said I had potential. Right? Potential! All the potential comes in Elul. Elul is a Zman where all the parts of you, if you have parts of you that are like a lion, those were created in Elul. Parts of you that are like a fire, those were created in Elul. All of your raw material was created in Elul. And in Elul, you put it all together to stop being wishy-washy, to start defining yourself, to make yourself a man with eyes, with ears, with a nose, with a mouth, hands and legs, a dynamic human being with all of those raw materials. That's what Elul lets you do. And the B'nai Yisachar is Megala something very deep over here. Elul is Gematria Bina. What is Bina? Bina is called deep thought. Deep thought. There's a word called Chachma. Chachma, Rashi says, Ala Torah, is what you get from your Rabbeim when you're passive. You sit there in Shir and you get Chachma. Bina is where you say, ah, if he said this, then you could say this, and then you could say this, and Lefiza, you could say this. You start using your own mind. Finally, using your own mind, not being passive, and just letting things, people tell you what to do, but making yourself a man. What do I think about all this? I once was walking with a bacher many years ago, and I said, tell me something about yourself. So he says, Rav Schwartz says this about me, my roommate says this about me, he's going on, and my mother says this, my sister says this, my brother's cousin says this. So I said to him, listen, I've been sitting with you, I've been walking with you, for 20 minutes, do you realize you've told me so much about yourself and none of it has been from you? Do you know anything about yourself? Maybe I should just interview all of these people. Think! Who are you? Bina means I'm taking an active role. Where in the world am I going? What am I doing? Am I a nice guy? Am I a jerk? Am I here to play around or am I here to really build myself, to become proud of myself, to get in the game? Bina. Some deep thought coming out of us is Elul. Elul's a Zman to take a stroll alone. There was once a great mashgiach that we mentioned before, Rav Volba. He used to have them in Ber Yaakov. They had these beautiful orchards, and they would go walk in these orchards. And one bachur did not want to walk alone. And there were coyotes in Ber Yaakov. They have coyotes in Israel, not here. Don't worry, not in Yerushalayim, but they have coyotes. So Rav Elba says to him, "You're afraid of the coyotes? You're not afraid of the coyotes. You're afraid of yourself. You're afraid of yourself. You don't know how to deal with yourself." And the truth is, the entire world today just looks like this. That's what Gehenna's going to look like. You know what they're going to do? There's no fire in Gehenna. They just put you there, and they show you what you did your whole life. You're like this. You have to watch 80 years of this. Oh, now he's doing something cool. That. That's what Gehenna looks like. It looks like nothing. Absolute emptiness. No thinking. Being somebody big. Being somebody gewaltig. Anyone who came to this yeshiva and stopped using their phone while they're here has already done an elul avoda that I'm jealous of. You're already, I don't want to say you're done because, that, I mean, we have to do something over here. But the amount that you've done already just by coming here to do that in this generation, to not be a robot. I've seen couples. They go out for their anniversaries, Rabosai. So in the olden days, there was a big problem. He would have his phone, she would have her phone. Now they scroll together. Oh. So beautiful, right? Wonderful night on the town. People are not being bibina, thinking about what they're doing. El is a time to restore this relationship with thought. And it's the way to do it is through Torah. Torah is Hashem talking to you, right? Talking to you. When you have a relationship with someone and you don't let them get in a word edgewise, you don't care about them. You just like hearing yourself speak. Blah, 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 blah. Right? Maybe the person has something to say. I deal with shidduchim a lot. Right? So you speak to the girl. Do you like him? Well, he has a lot to say about himself. He doesn't know anything about me. Everything I say to him. Oh, reminds me of a story from camp. Oh, it reminds me of my... Like, hello? Are we on a date here? Or are you like just announcing your existence to the entire world? Like, what in the world is going on over here? A person has to forge a relationship by listening. How do you listen to Hashem? Torah! Learning Torah! Torah is Hashem talking and talking and talking. And the more you hear Hashem, the more you get to know Him, the more He reveals to you this relationship, the more you connect with Him. And the Eben Ezra says something amazing. The first 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain, was he just learning up there? I would say, fine, yes. Or was he creating a relationship of anili doidi v'doidi li? Listen to this dvarim noiraim from the Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra says, people wonder, reike moyach, lamed alf yud ches and shmeis, reike moyach, empty heads, wonder, what in the world was Moshe Rabbeinu doing for 40 days and 40 nights? Right? To get 613 mitzvahs, you just go up the mountain, go down. I don't really understand this. It's very hard for me to learn Kol HaTorah Kula in 40 days, but I guess when you're Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's no machlokas in Abai Varava, you just come up and come down with the Torah. He says, no. You know what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing up there? He says he was getting an understanding of who Hashem is, and getting a love for Hashem. And he says, Rachmana Liba Boy, Hashem wants our hearts. He took 40 days to build a relationship with Hashem. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. And it's amazing, the Megala Amukos from the Kadmonim, the Megala Amukos says that the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says, how heavy were the luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down? 40 saw. They were an embodiment of 40 days of work on oneself. And it's even more, the Megala Amukos says. How many hours are there in Elul? This is interesting math, right? So 40 times 24 is 960, which is the amount of hours in Elul and the amount of time that Moshe Rabbeinu went there. It's Gematria Masnisen, which is learning! Shas! Bavli, Yerushalmi, Masnisen. That's how a person is kaina, by getting a kesher with Borei Olam in learning, in Torah. And we have to take care of ourselves. Rabbeisai, you know there's they write these danger things to not to smoke when you're pregnant. Right? You ever see that? It's not a good idea to smoke when you're pregnant. It's an ugly business. You don't smoke when you're pregnant. Right? When that little embryo is growing, in those stages, in the earlier ones, it's much more risky. Because then it's like just trying to become that little Vlad for 40 days. And someone chain smoking. And it's all, help me, help me. He's in there. Ah, help me, too much smoke. Right? It's not nice. It's not nice. And it's not nice to ourselves to mess up our Elul. It's not nice to be a smoker. It's not nice to be exposed to secondhand smoke. There are plenty of people in Yerushalayim who are lost. Not in our yeshiva. But there are people who are going to call you who are lost and want to smoke with you when you're pregnant. So you can tell them, I'll see you after Sukkot. I don't have time for this now. Right? By Sukkot, don't worry. You won't want to do it because you'll be such a gavra. But Lamaisa, we can't afford this. We can't afford to damage ourselves. Says the Maharal in Beril Goyla. Why are there 40 Malkus in the Torah? We get 39. But it says Arboim. It says because every act that we do that damages ourselves damages that little guy in us that's trying to define himself. The 40. And when a person does an Aveira Rachman al-Tzan, it hurts that little Vlad. And it can be restored by getting 39 patches. He actually says something beautiful. He says that after 39 patches, it doesn't need a 40th because there's a little neshama that never wanted to do anything bad and doesn't deserve to get a patch. So as soon as you hit 39, then you can let him go free. Let him go free. And that's us. We're such beautiful neshamas. We're in such a beautiful yeshiva. We're in such a beautiful city. And we are such a beautiful team. We were given an amazing Elul. It's happening already. But they're going to be nisyanis. And whoever's miskaber will reap the peiros. I love, my favorite part of this job, my favorite part, is watching how people grow from 1 year to 2 years to 3 years to 4 years, and now it's children, they're getting married, they're having children. I love this. It all starts with Elul. Elul is where it starts. A good Elul creates that growth. We should all be zocha to this beautiful relationship and guard it carefully and be nervous about it. Preserve it. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li.